views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello and welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. And for those new to the show, we want to welcome you to our listening family, which grows continually. And I have much gratitude to everyone that tunes in every week. Quickly, before I introduce you to this very interesting topic that we have today, I love it when we really go out of the box and we combine it all. I wanted to share with you a very unexpected experience I had yesterday. If you have not seen it, where I posted it out there on the social medias or on my website, a few weeks ago, I did have the white wolf vision, and I told you that I've had several with the spirit animal guides. Then what happened was I lost my eyesight for about a week. Nobody knows that. Yeah, it was pretty interesting. It's not the first time I've had that happen, and it wasn't anything severe or anything, you know, where I had to go get emergency treatment or anything like that, like the first time, but it was closing my physical sight because I needed to go deep within and listen. So I went with it. I didn't freak out. I went with it. And yesterday, very unexpectedly, the messages are starting to come through. I'm writing them down as they come. I was trying to put together things for something completely different, and all of a sudden it just started writing out automatically. So I'm very excited, very inspired that new information is coming through. All I can do is share it with you. I can't worry about whether you can take it or leave it. That's up to you. But it is on my website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. You'll find the article because I posted it with a picture of the white wolf, so you'll see it right there. Now, I wanted to make sure I told you that because that's what the pressure is. They give it to me and I'm just supposed to deliver it. I can't worry about what you're going to do with it or without it. And it's up to you to take it or leave it. I know that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, and that's where I find that I'm in alignment. Now, today we're going to really switch sides of it, and we're going to bring some science in a little bit and some of the psychology side of it, because you know I like to bridge that with metaphysical spiritual approaches. I believe we have all of this as part of being a human living in this physical world, a spiritual being. We have that spiritual side. We have our soul. We have our analytical. We have our left brain and logic. I believe that we should be spiritually grounded. So I do integrate and bring you a lot of different topics and things that are out there that can help you bust out of that stuckness that we're talking about in my intro every week. So let me tell you a little bit about what we're doing. This is about a mind-blowing way to transform your life and escape the stress-driven lifestyle. My guest today is Wanda McCallum, and she is a spokesperson, and she's really enthusiastic, a speaker out there, one of the facilitators that is really out there bringing this to the world. A little bit about her, it's pretty incredible. Now, why did she get into this? She watched a Higher Brain Living video that was sent to her by a friend in April of 2013. That's just last year, not even a year ago. barely a year ago. No, over a year ago. That's right. It'll be 2 years this April. Now, Wanda McCallum, she was so moved and inspired that she signed up to train without even attending a live presentation. Now, that says a lot. Now, she is a psychologist. I mean, she's licensed and she has a lot of education that way. And for someone to be that inspired and go with this, I'm going to let her share this because this is pretty impressive, and this is really helping a lot of people. She opened up an Awaken Center, a Higher Brain Living Awaken Center in the Southeast. She's in Atlanta, Georgia, by the way. It grew so fast that she had to bring in facilitators to help her because the client base was getting so large. So this is impressive and important to put out there to you. So without going further into that, I'm going to let her share this because she's very excited about it. I want to welcome Wanda to the show. Welcome to the Jen Royster Show, Wanda.
Thank you, Jenna. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, absolutely. Now, this is a breakthrough release of Surge of Energy. Now, when I was reading about it, it really connected me with being an energy healer, working with the meridians, the acupuncture, acupressure. I mean, I resonate with that a lot. Now, before we keep going, can you explain a little bit about what is higher brain living?
Yes. Dr. Jen, higher brain living is a 22-step program using a gentle touch technique that combines concepts of modern neuroscience with the ancient wisdom traditions dating back to the ancient yogi mystics 5,000 years ago, the energy healing. So what it does is it bridges energy work with modern neuroscience. And what I have discovered is that many people are on a personal journey to higher consciousness, mm-hmm. and this has been the fastest transformation program on the planet.
Oh, wow.
Where you're going. Yeah.
Now, you know, I mean, this is really sweeping across quickly, and you're going to be in Boston soon, right? And you're going to have when is that? Now, for people that are up in the Northeast, because this is Rhode Island, this station, and that's not very far. That's just a hop, skip, and a jump over there. But where and when are you doing, and what is it, a training for facilitators or just to experience higher brain living?
Yep. Okay. So we'll be at the expo. There's a huge mind, body, spirit, holistic expo going on there in Westboro, Massachusetts. We'll be at the expo, but following the expo on Monday, November 17th, we will be at the local Marriott Marquis there in Westboro at 6:30 p.m. And we will be hosting a live mind-blowing demonstration and presentation to share with people how this works and how they can become licensed facilitators to help others transform rapidly.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, when I was looking at that, for those that listen to this show, we're focusing, and most people listening are coming from a spiritual approach to life. But there's also, we have a mainstream here where we have it mixed. People are starting to see that they can cohabitate together. What are you following when you do this higher brain living system? What does that allow? Like the higher consciousness? I mean, how is that working from a science point to bring you into higher consciousness or spiritual connection? That's the intriguing question that I know the listeners really want to hear right off the bat.
Absolutely. So strictly from a science perspective, what higher brain living does is this. There are key points in the body, in the physical body, similar to if you're familiar with acupuncture or foot reflexology or even massage therapy, you mm-hmm. know that there are certain points in the body that when you apply pressure and you make contacts, it sends energy, blood flow, and metabolism mm-hmm. to other key organs or areas of the body. Are you familiar with that?
Very much. I'm a retired neuromuscular therapist.
Okay.
So I'm very familiar.
Yeah. Yep. You know, you can apply pressure in a certain way that actually brings relief, energy, and blood flow to certain organs of the body, certain areas.
Correct.
Well, Dr. Michael Cotton has cracked the code, so to speak. What he did is he discovered the exact contacts on the body using precise pressures and vectors and sequences to unlock the most dormant part of the brain, the prefrontal cortex. Now, the prefrontal cortex for most of humanity is mostly dormant. It's not that we don't use it. It's just that we don't use it very often at all. If you think about a time when you've had a really great day, Dr. Jen, a day where you were in the flow, a day where you were in that space of pure joy, you were using your prefrontal cortex or your higher brain. But for the most part, the rarest of human beings actually operate in that world every day of their life. Most of the time we're in what we call the lower brain, the limbic system, the area that has a focus on stress and worry and fear, and it dominates our life. What higher brain living does is it sends energy, blood flow, and metabolism to that highest part of the brain, the prefrontal cortex. And when it wakes it up, we begin to live in that space instead of the lower brain.
Okay, now hang. That's amazing. Hang on to that thought. We have to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want you to finish on that connection with that higher lower brain, because this is fascinating information. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen with my guest today, Wanda McCallum, and this is a mind-blowing way to transform your life today on the show. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
We've already said
hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub.
Negative self-talk plays a major role in how we create fear and anxiety. You're probably familiar with that worried, insecure, or critical voice that rises from somewhere deep inside, often at the most inopportune moments. You don't seem to choose the limiting, anxiety-triggering, or self-sabotaging thoughts, nor do you seem to be in control of them. Over the years, I've found that rather than ignoring or suppressing these negative thoughts, what works best is to redirect the mind with at least three counterbalancing arguments that shed light on the opposite, positive points of view. For example, if your negative thought was something bad will happen, counterbalances could be, right now I'm okay. There have been many times I was worried and everything turned out well. I have the strength and abilities to handle anything that comes my way. Positive counterbalancing is training your mind to search for and find uplifting and empowering perspectives for any given situation.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Mind.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. And boy, we have a dynamic topic today that I am fascinated with. I really want to help you understand the connection and how this is valuable to you if you are on a spiritual path. This is scientific, but it is a combination of it. My guest today is Wanda McCallum of Higher Brain Living. And before we went to break, you were sharing how this approach, these 22 steps, take you into the higher brain, which we don't use very much, and the lower. So I want you to finish what you were sharing before we went to break, because this is so important.
Sure, Jen, I can do that. So for the most part, our lower brain dominates our day-to-day living. The lower brain is responsible for us responding and reacting in drama. The lower brain is responsible for that anxiety and stress response. And in earlier humanity, it was really important to keep us alive, because that lower brain was, its number one focus is to keep us from dying. So in early humanity, the focus was stay alive, stay alive. And that's great. The problem is, in today's world, the saber-toothed tigers are gone, but the mind still behaves as if the saber-toothed tigers are still all around us. Does that make sense, Jen?
Yes. Yes, it does. And when different events are happening, like, you know, all the kinds of things that frighten people that are going on out there, it kind of puts us right back into that. And it's time for us to go beyond that, because we're at a level of higher consciousness, and we want everybody to join in with that. We want it. Let's go there together. And that's what I saw. I was sharing with Wanda when we were on the break. Yes, I was a neuromuscular therapist in the past, and I'm really seeing how this is a connection and fine tuning what I was stumbling on, because I worked with the nervous system and pain management, different from massage therapy, not that type. Mine was the owl that hurts so good part. That was the type I did, you know, but you know what I was discovering, because I'm fully an energy worker, energy healer. I was tapping in with acupressure points and the meridians and the nervous system, how that was connected to our higher self, our energy, our life force, as we would call it, our chi. It was designed and working with that nervous system. Now, I'm not, you know, the psychologist, the clinical part, very spiritually connected, very intuitive. I knew this was real. I knew I wasn't out of my mind. People were responding spontaneously to this, and they were going, I've never had that happen to me before in a session. That's what got me to where I am today. I saw that there was a place for this, and it's bigger than just staying on the top, on the surface. It was going deeper. Now, I'm giving everyone that so they understand where I'm coming from and why I'm in energy healing full-blown, full-time right now. So, Wanda, how does this integrate? Because you seem to resonate with what I was saying about how that was releasing and moving things. I could actually feel this energy, this electrical thing coming off people.
Yes, and that is actually a very common experience among healers and practitioners. The issue is this. Dr. Michael Cotton was a network chiropractor, which hits on those contacts, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was feeling the energy. The problem was the outcomes were not consistent, Jen. And what happened was he noticed through network chiropractic that there wasn't a lot of consistency. Network chiropractic worked for 35-40% of the population, and many people didn't really begin to experience change for over a year. And what he did is he cracked the code to figure out which precise points at a particular vector, at a particular sequence, opens up those meridians, opens up that chi, sends that energy through the pathways up into the higher brain, energizes the higher brain. And the most exciting part of all is this. When the higher brain or the prefrontal cortex gets energized, Jen, mm-hmm. it wants more. There's a feedback mechanism. It says, oh, this feels good. And what happens is a feedback mechanism begins to evolve, and you will begin to see a wave-like motion through breath, which we call salutogenesis. Now, salutogenesis is not a brand new term. It's used in a variety of modalities. But what we see consistently is that within the first or the second session, every individual experiences this experience of salutogenesis, this wave-like motion that occurs as we wake up the higher brain. And that's that energy that you were feeling when you were a neuromuscular, when you were doing the neuromuscular, but it's happening consistently with every client. And it's opening up that higher brain to give people a new norm. So this is not just an experience like when you go to yoga or Reiki, you feel good in the moment. This is something that when you have a session, each session builds on one another until you are at a new level of living. You're in your higher brain living. You are living at a new norm.
I'm sorry about the interruption. Okay. But what I was really hearing was that it's anchoring you into your higher brain, not just going back and forth for little quick moments.
Yes, and that is the exact word that Dr. Michael Cotton uses, is anchoring.
Anchoring
it. He uses that precise word. When we anchor in, what we're doing is we're anchoring in to the physiology. See, the real issue behind permanent positive change in people's lives is that the physical human being must change as well.
Mm-hmm.
And he discovered a way to open that up, to be able to go ahead and really be able to allow people to be in that new space, that new place in their lives.
Okay. How long does the 22 steps take as an average? I mean, is it different times for different people, or is this a pretty set, process? And how long does something like that take?
It is a 22-step process. Now, what the 22-step process does is it allows folks to have a consistent, permanent change in their life. Now, at the end of 22 sessions, some people say, you know what, my life has changed radically in all these different areas, and I'm good to go. Other people say, you know what, I want more. I want to transform in every direction even more. And so they continue along, so each person's different.
So let me ask you this. Now, what was intriguing was how inspired you were by a video that was sent to you. Well, sharing with the audience, if you don't mind, with the listeners, what was it that was so impressive from a video where you didn't even go to the, that's interesting to me that you weren't actually at a live presentation. You actually saw this on a video and was inspired by it. What was it that caught you and caught your attention where you had to do this?
Jen, have you ever had an experience where you know on a gut level that this is real?
That's intuition.
it was intuition. I was looking, this was all on a flat screen, but I could feel the energy. I could sense the energy, and I lost my breath. And when
I saw
the video, it totally resonated, and I knew this was it. And I'll be transparent and share with you that I've been a modality junkie for 25 years, trying every modality for personal transformation. I've been on that journey like many people out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, I've made some change, little changes here and there, but nothing holds a candle to this because of the massive change that you get from this program. And my life changed so massively that I am on fire to share this with everyone I know.
And you can feel that. I don't know. Everybody out there, I mean, you can feel that she's just, her whole energy field expands when she's talking about it, because she's truly 100% committed and believes in this. The belief in it, we call it belief, but it's more of a, you're convinced, you just know. And that's trusting what your intuition was sharing with you. It was connecting you. It was like, this is your path. This is your path. I mean, you were feeling that while you watched the video, is what I'm hearing from you.
I was feeling that. And at the same time, here's how powerful this system is. We have clients who don't believe in higher brain living. And I have them do the sessions anyway, because we guarantee the results. They get to the 11th session and they say, oh, I'm not making any change. We give them their money back. Why do we do that? Because it never happens. Now, here's the key with this. We have clients who come in and say, okay, I don't believe this. I don't believe this. I said, just do the program. And their lives massively change in spite of their belief. How powerful.
So for the skeptics, this is a scientific validation, sounds like. Because, you know, I mean, you're giving them the opportunity to change. They get their money back if they don't like it or if it's not working. But, you know, that also brought up to me immediately. And then we have to go to break again already. Boy, we don't have enough time for this one today. You can't change free will. Obviously, anything out there has to allow the person to make a choice. So they have to choose whether they want to go through it or not. And that's what I'm hearing. So on that note, quickly, hang on, Rhonda. We're going to take another quick break. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. And when we come back, we are going to power on with blowing your mind to change your life with my guest today, Wanda McCallum. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you interested in helping others by tapping into something more? Do you want to play a bigger role in the shift that is occurring on the planet? The 111 Activation is an energetic session which has helped many worldwide to quickly transform their lives for the better, to gain greater clarity, experience deeper spiritual connection, and express their soul's truth. You too can learn how to facilitate this powerful energetic activation for your friends, family, and clients, even if you have had no previous experience. Please join me, Christine Upchurch, for the 111 Activation Training Seminar in Seattle, November 15th and 16th, to learn a process that is being called expansive, life-changing, and profound. Come be a bigger part of positive change for others. For more information, please visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com. Or call 425-999-9836. 425-999-9836.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you.
Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
We are back. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen, and wow, we are just powering through this incredible transformative modality, I guess you want to call it, or 22-step program called Higher Brain Living with my guest today, Wanda McCallum. And we've been really passionate, and I'm really tapping in and connecting. I understand what she's saying, and I want to put that out there. So I love showing versatility and variety for people because everyone's unique. Now, Wanda, you said you did this and this changed your life. How did it change? What benefits can someone expect?
Great question, Jen. I was at training, not expecting anything except for being in that space of higher brain bliss. And what came about for me was nothing less than life-changing. One of the things I had been struggling with, Jen, for years and years is I will confess that I was one of those doomer, gloomer prepper people, the ones that were preparing for the end of the world. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Yes.
Oh, no, of the population.
You had a bunker? Did you have a bunker?
Oh, gosh. Years worth of supply in my basement of food. You know, enough matches to last until, you know, gosh, 2030. And enough water supply. And I was literally preparing for the end of the world because I thought everything was going to crash, economic crash. And I even started my own meetup group called Atlanta Sustainable Community, which is still out there, but run by a few other doom and gloomers. And that was my experience of life. I was preparing to die. I was preparing that the whole world was going to just be horrible and I was going to live in my house. And all of that went away. I have absolutely not one iota of fear of that. Now, I will share with you that I still believe we'll have an economic correction, but I'm not afraid of it.
I like the word.
Fear of that went away.
Yeah, I like the way you said correction, because I see that very much, that there needs to be a lot of correction is a way to put it. Now, you went, and what I'm hearing is that this helped you take your focus off all of the negative, which in the spiritual law of attraction, we focus on what we receive, so to speak, or what we believe. So it shifted you out of your focus into something different.
It was more than that. I actually lost my fear of death.
Oh, that's wow. Huge. That's very huge. Yes. Because we actually, that's huge. We really don't die. We just, we stop the, we have a transition from the physical to the other. Wow. That's powerful. Wow.
So all of that focus went completely away. And I realized that the number one thing I can do for humanity is help to transform and evolve them and get them where I'm going and have them get on the same path. And I got really excited. But as a side effect of all of that, my 10 years of lower back pain completely went away. My relationship to money, which had always been dysfunctional, is gone now. I feel worthy of receiving like I never have before. And that was a big block for me. But in addition to that, my relationship with my husband, we were the McCallums, like the, what is it, the McCoys and the Hatfields, you know, constantly fighting, arguing. Oh, there goes the McCallums again, the neighbors would say, because we were arguing all the time. We no longer have those arguments. It's easy. There's no drama. And this changed every aspect of my life.
Well, you know, if we are allowing ourselves to experience a different perspective, a different way, a different possibility, which is what it sounds like to me, you know, just wrapping all of this together for listeners, you know, moving from the lower brain to the higher brain, to just see it from a higher looking down, like it could be, you know, it doesn't have to be that way. You're just seeing only this section of it. That changed the perspective a lot.
It does. And from a science and physiology perspective, when we turn the switch on for the higher brain, Jen, we begin then to have access to that opening of higher living. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes. Because there's, you know, the benefits of this. I mean, obviously, this obviously has to help with depression, anxiety, you know, all kinds of things. You were talking about your lower back pain, which is interesting that that went away, because I energetically know that that's what will happen a lot when people are worried with what we call first chakra, you know, physical needs met. Do I have a place that's safe to live? Do I have enough money? All of these things that you were concerned about, your back pain went away, because I feel like that's your body trying to tell you that's the energy you were living in.
Yes, and Dr. Michael Cotton said it's very common for people to experience healing as a side effect or as a symptom of higher brain living, because when you reduce the stress, all ailments relating to stress, which is almost 90% of all of our ailments are relating to stress. When you take the stress away, the ailment heals naturally.
Yeah. Yes, it would. I really feel that they live connected. I mean, our physical bodies are the environment, the galaxy, the universe that our spirit's living in. So if that person inside, that who you really are, is stressed, well, the body is going to respond to that. And then if you take that away, it's going to respond to that as well, which is what we say in so many different ways. And this is a way that takes you, it sounds like it takes you gently through one step at a time to allow that side of us, that side of the analytical brain, to accept it.
Well, it's interesting that you say softly and gently, because what happens is it happens very organically. And what I mean by organically is, Jen, you don't know you're changing until you look back and notice that you're not doing the things that you used to do. It took me until September of this year to recognize that I had not had a flu for over a year, which is the first time in 20 years.
And I relate to that. Yeah, I relate to that.
You don't notice when bad things go away. You just don't notice.
It's just it's just gently shifting you. It's a and it's obviously shifting the frequency we resonate, which is something that I use as a term with the energy that we're putting out there, because you know how you can feel when you're around someone that's very negative or very afraid or very intense, and you can feel anger, for example, and then you can feel a different vibration when you're around someone much happier. So now you're putting out there to humanity in the world a much different vibration coming off of you.
And yes, and while it's experienced as subtle, the changes are massive. A perfect example, I've had to get a whole new group of friends because I no longer connect with the people I connect with. I don't have anything in common with them. I find myself averting from drinking, not because I'm trying not to drink, but because I just don't like it anymore.
Well, you don't. There's no need to escape anything anymore because you're not afraid. It's not like you're trying to run, you know.
Yes, but even the taste of it, I don't even like the taste of it, nor do I like the feeling it gives me. But in addition to that, I was actually addicted to bread all my life. Loved bread, and bread did not like me at all. But I loved bread. I am now repulsed by bread. Don't like it. Don't want it. Not because I'm trying not to eat it. And of course, all my body maladies went away with that. My higher brain decided on that. I didn't come up with that. It just naturally happened. That's a massive change, but it happened so subtly, I didn't realize it.
Now, you know, I as you say things, I'm so intrigued because I'm relating that to the higher brain is related to higher self. And the higher self truly does love the self, where we're trying to do that. And when you have self-love, I know you're laughing, but you know what I'm saying.
And, yes, no, I agree.
Yeah, when you have self-love, you don't do those sabotaging things to yourself, like eat bread. It obviously probably loved your hips. I mean,
yes,
or, you know, the glue. Oh, my gosh. You know, bread
is just amazing.
Rough.
Jen, you said that so beautifully. When you're in your higher self knows what's best for you, and you just naturally go that direction, not because you're trying to. It's not like an exercise program. You're doing it simply because you want to.
And there is, there is no effort or you know, oh, I have to work really hard. I have to try to be on a diet, or I have to abstain. It is no suffering involved. You just are choosing, and it's easier to choose when the higher self is running the show here, is what I call it.
So when you said suffering, I worked extensively with sexual trauma victims in the licensed mental health environment, and worked in hospitals for years, and people would stay in that space of being traumatized and victimized. And what I'm seeing with my clients is that the trauma is being released on a cellular level at such a subtle way that, for instance, I had one client who went to a family gathering with the aggressor in the room and noticed on the ride back from the family gathering that there was no trigger.
That's amazing, because we do have cell memory. I know that from my neuromuscular days, that cellular memory. I mean, I believe that we do house that. And I was finding that on different parts of the body. It was crazy. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I want you to give everybody some contact information or how they can find you or how they can find more information if they want to look into this for themselves. So you're listening to the Jen Royster Show. This has been an amazing quick hour. My goodness. We're going to come back in just a moment from a break. We're talking about a higher brain living, a mind-blowing way to change your life, with my guest today, Wanda McCallum. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
The Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Wow. I am just having a absolute blast today. How about you, Brian?
Oh, you better believe it, Jen Royce. Yeah, so am yes. I.
And Wanda, I mean, whoa. I mean, we are at the last few minutes of the show. I want to make sure everybody knows how to find out more information about this. So if you're just tuning in, just so everybody knows, if you're just catching us on the radio in your car, this is about higher brain living, a powerful way to change your life. It's an amazing 22-step program that my guest today, Wanda McCallum, has been sharing with us. So Wanda, how can someone find out more?
Okay, so if you want to see a live demonstration and learn how you can become a facilitator of higher brain living, you can go to www.higherbrainlivingevents.com/MA, as in Massachusetts. So that was, again, higherbrainlivingevents.com/MA, and you can sign up for our national presentation that we're holding on November 17th at 6:30 p.m. at the Marriott Marquis in Westboro, Massachusetts, following the big Mind, Body, Spirit Expo that's there.
Oh, awesome. That's just right around the corner in a couple of weeks, guys. So if you're up in the Northeast, that's not too far for you. You could go check that out. Now, what if somebody wanted to reach you, Wanda? Is there a way to reach you if they wanted to ask you some questions about this or if they've listened to this?
Absolutely. In fact, my contact information is on the website that I just shared. You can also go out to YouTube and type in Higher Brain Living, and you'll see lots and lots of videos. You'll see some of the videos that I saw, and just see and feel for yourself.
Oh, there you go. That's great. Go to YouTube and tap in, you know, just do a search for Higher Brain Living, and you'll see some of the videos that she's talking about. Fantastic. Now, what would be one of the most, and everyone that's trying to figure out if you later are looking for this, I have all of this on my website under the show post for this, JenRoyster.com, JenRoyster.com. It's also on the show page at TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll find it in my archives after the show. Definitely, if you've been listening to this and this is something that can help someone else, tune them in because the archive will be ready here in another day or so where usually we like to give that 24 to 48 hours and there'll be an archive of the show if they've missed this. So let them know if this is something that can help someone else because this is what we're about. We're about helping mankind to the next place of better living, higher living. So, Wanda, on that note, if you had one important thing that you wanted to share with the listening audience before we end the show, what would it be?
If you are on a personal transformation journey of your own and you want to get to a space of higher consciousness faster, higher brain living is the fastest way to get there.
And the fastest way, 22 steps. Amazing. It's very intriguing. And how long, I mean, when was this developed? How long has it been out there?
It's very new. There's less than 200 trained facilitators in this country. And there are over 125,000 massage therapists. We don't even have facilitators in every state. We need facilitators. And clients are banging down people's doors to get this.
Wow. So people are ready for the next higher consciousness of living for all of humanity. This can help on a global scale. We have more people living from the higher self, higher brain, like we were talking about earlier. That is changing the world in a very positive way. And
they want it fast, yeah. And they want it easy. Right? They want it fast. They want it easy. And this is the fastest, easiest way to do it.
And you know, that usually comes from years and years and years of trying to find a way that works for you. And yes, there's ways to get there. And there's people that make it there in different ways. But then when you've been going and going and going, and you're just trying to find that thing that works for you, this is another option for you. This is something that you want to look into. I know that there's many different ways out there. I love exploring all the ways that can help a person out there. And I'm very much about giving and sharing openly that if this is something that will help you, go check it out. And it doesn't sound like it's frightening. Is there anybody that's been actually frightened? And if they have those kinds of questions, because I can see where some of them are frightened by the movements of the body, the spontaneous movement, how would you answer that?
The spontaneous movements happen for many people, but not for everyone. There are people, I have clients in their 90s that are on my tables, and they have the salutogenic breath without the radical movement, and they're making massive change in their life. So it's not the size of the wave, it's the salutogenic breath that sends that energy and blood flow metabolism into that higher brain. That's the key.
Right, right. And we are at a time for this world is ready for something new. And I think that that's part of the drive of people wanting it. And let's get this done. Let's do this. You know, I mean, for centuries, for thousands of years, people were waiting for this new phase that we all want to move to. I believe that that as a collective consciousness is the drive. Let's just do this.
And I feel that science and the metaphysical are becoming one and married together. And I'll give you an example. Right now, Richard Davidson at the University of Wisconsin is doing extensive studies with the Dalai Lama's top meditative monks. I don't know if you're aware of this or not. And he is studying their brains. And these are monks who have been meditating for 30-plus years, four hours a day, and they are truly in very, very high states of consciousness. Their prefrontal cortex is turned on at the highest level, and we have clients who are graduating from their 22nd session, and their EEG looks just like those of the Tibetan monks.
And see there, that's powerful right there, because if you notice, it's the same thing you're talking about. There is no fear. When you listen to Dalio, he's not afraid of anything. This is life. You know, there's this calmness. There's a peacefulness of, I'm fine. You know, I mean, you don't see all this worry and fretting. And we really are, all of us are ready to move out of that. And I'm very much, and it's interesting because the message that I'm getting, and I was saying that was from White Wolf, was very much about that. It was about choosing. It's time. It's time to make a choice. It's time to Let's move out of this phase. So, yeah. And here was the beautiful part for me. And it's very much the same message when I was doing that, because when I had that vision of White Wolf, it was, and everybody that wants to see what this article is about, it's over on my website, you'll see it. It came to me in a vision, and it was a pure white wolf and a Native American. That's a big deal. And I have to go and understand this. Well, it was in a complete dark forest where you couldn't see your hand in front of your face. And he was in the path and he wanted me to follow him. There's part of me just had to follow him. I wasn't afraid. I followed him. And as I was following him, the path is lighting up by the glow off of his body. And it was like, go deep inside in the place that you don't know. And it will show you one step. It was amazing. And it's still delivering messages. And I just want to be there all the time. And it's in that frontal lobe, like you're talking about. It's in that higher consciousness. And you feel alive. You have the energy. You have the motivation. Every bit of it. And Wanda is sharing higher brain living as a way for you to get there, too. So I want to say thank you for being on the show today. This has been a great interview and a great topic. It's fascinating. And everybody, one more time, higherbrainliving.com/events. Is that correct?
Actually, it's higherbrainliving.com. Sorry, higherbrainlivingevents.com.
Oh, events.
/MA.
Okay, okay. higherbrainlivingevents.com/MA for Massachusetts, and that's November 17th. We are out of time. I want to say thank you for listening to the show. Be sure to catch the archive if you missed any part of this. This has been an amazing topic. You have been listening to The Jen Royster Show. I want to say thank you to everyone, and thank you to my guest, Wanda, for being with us. I wish everyone much love, happiness, and on your way to higher living in your frontal lobe. Higher brain, higher self. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Mind.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844-letter-B-Intuit.